Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I welcome Daniel Henniger, writing Wonderland for the Wall Street Journal. He's the deputy editor of the editorial page. Dan is writing about what appears to be a crime wave in large cities. This at the last efforts of the pandemic to keep us indoors. We're going back outdoors again. People are making lots of statements about what will come soon, the recovery, the growth, people moving around. But for now, we're dealing with phenomena that came up in 2020 and has continued through 21 into 22, which is lawlessness. And I'm looking at a photograph in the Wall Street Journal recently of a Union Pacific train coming out of a Los Angeles train tracks, and the tracks are strewn with trash in all directions as if something bad has happened. Well, that trash, I'm told, is the result of plundering Union Pacific cars at night or in the day by people who are not challenged in any fashion. The governor, in going to clean up some of this mess, he was on the video saying that Los Angeles and California looks like a third world country. So, Dan, I come to you and wonder if this connects to your observations of lawlessness in other cities. Have the authorities lost control and the governor acted frustrated more than in charge? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Yes, to a great extent, they have lost control, but that's part of the problem to the extent they wanted to exercise control. The photographs of those Union Pacific trains looted in the Los Angeles train yards are really just quite shocking to look at. As far as the eye could see, thousands of cardboard boxes, which had been thrown off the trains, all of which contained shipments of goods and things people themselves had sent. And this was an entire train looted across the train yard. And Governor Newsom is right. It kind of looks like a third world country. And I think that is sort of the underlying point I was trying to make in this column, that Americans are beginning to worry about the internal stability of their country, because so much of the lawlessness that's going on, this was organized criminal activity going on with the trains. But in writing this week about some of the shootings that have been taking place, the shootings of cops, the shooting of a woman working in a Burger King in Harlem last Friday night. Guy walks in, raises his gun, asks for money, and then simply shoots her dead. The same way another guy walked into a furniture store in the same week and knifed to death a young woman there. These are increasingly mindless acts, John, and I think we're seeing an epidemic of mindless, unhinged behavior taking hold across American life now. I went so far as to suggest that I thought some of the violence in the protests that occurred after George Floyd's murder last year, 200 different cities, and the looting had a kind of joyousness about it, this joyous pitched battles with the police. Here in New York, we're mourning the death of two cops shot in the past week. And the whole city seems to be coming together, but it was only in the summer of 2020 when substantial people in this city, in Brooklyn and in New York, were smashing police cars, trying to beat police up. And ultimately, you ended up with the Attorney General of the state of New York, Letitia James, filing a lawsuit against the police department. I think all this strikes people as a country that's becoming unhinged, disconnected to anything real in terms of trying to keep ourselves intact and control.
You quote from the professors, the scholars, George Kelling and James Q. Wilson. This is Once Upon a Time, not about these events of these hours. Quote, failing to do anything about a score of drunks or 100 vagrants may destroy an entire community, end quote. Dan, that is Once Upon a Time. Is that with us again? Is it upon us? And are the people in charge aware of that quotation?
There has been a debate around that quotation. There has been a debate around the famous Kelling and Wilson article written in 1982 called Broken Windows. And Broken Windows was indeed the metaphor for a society, a neighborhood that fails to take care of the little things like policing, vagrants and drunks, pickpockets, turnstile jumping, and the rest of it. And if you don't do anything about those small incidents, they eventually build into larger ones because the people in the community lose heart if there's no pushback from ordered authority. And I argue in my column that, yes, indeed, something like the broken windows problem clearly is taking place in some of America's major cities, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Baltimore. But I'm going so far as to argue that in society at large, we are in a broken windows problem where the so-called adults in the room, the establishment elite, have been finding ways to rationalize bad behavior, rationalize protests that turn into violence. That's broken windows. That's not pushing back against relatively smaller infringements of ordered authority and allowing them to grow into something which, as Kelling and Wilson argued, can undo a community as it did in the 80s and 90s. And yes, John, I think we're back at the brink of having that happen again.
I mentioned the pandemic when we started because I'm always looking for a rosy scenario. But does the pandemic contribute to this? Not a driver, but providing an atmosphere where lawlessness on the street is a consequence of there not being many people out.
I think that's part of it, and I think it's a big part of it. And I guess I will end just by saying that you raise an important point. I think that people in this country, not to mention the world, have reached the breaking point with the pandemic, John. And I think it's time to put the panic over COVID to an end. The country has to get back as quickly as possible to living their lives as normally as they can. And the CDC's fruitless efforts to try to get their arms around COVID, testing, masking, and the rest of it, even the vaccinations, has pushed much of the country to the point where they just can't take it anymore. Obviously, it's affected a lot of people directly, but clearly it's gotten to the point with schools, parents, people staying home from work, where the country's normal life has been so disrupted that the time has come to ring the curtain down on trying to, treat COVID as a pandemic. We have to somehow find a way to treat it as a normal seasonal flu.
For a long time, I thought it was a problem in Manhattan because you and I know Manhattan. The feeling that we were alone on the streets in 20 and 21. But it's such a profoundly different city in Los Angeles, and yet it's the same problem there. So it can't be Californians, it can't be New Yorkers, it's got to be a national problem. Is a, not a solution, but an answer to go back to our lives, Dan? Is that what you're recommending? We have about a minute.
Yes, I am. Omicron isn't, the infectiousness was so extensive that it brought us back in a way to what we were experiencing at the beginning of the pandemic without the high number of deaths that happened back then. But the state of mind, the idea that everybody had to hunker down, to stay in their apartments, to protect themselves at all costs, that returned. And I think after 2 years, the return of that state of mind is now, we have seen in the last couple of months, extremely damaging. We're at really a brink here of a society finding it difficult to pull itself together and function. And I'm convinced, John, the answer is to pull away from COVID as a pandemic and start treating it as something that we have to live with.
Daniel Henniger, deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, writing Wonderland. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.